Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with us. We got one more half hour today, and we saved the best for last, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara Weltman, you know who she is. She's one of the original members of our Brain Trust. We just couldn't do without her. She's one of our top tax experts. She's also an eBay expert. She's also a small business expert. The list goes on and on. Basically, she's a Renaissance woman. She's our good friend, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2006. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you back, Barbara.
Great to be here.
Barbara Weltman, by the way. Oh, by the way, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much.
And happy New Year also.
Happy New Year.
Barbara, what do we need to know? Here we are on the threshold of 2006. We got a little bit of time left. We got two or three working days left to get some things done, possibly. What is left that we can still do in 2005 to impact our 2005 taxes?
Well, if you had a good year and you want to be cutting your taxes for 2005, it's not too late to go out and buy the equipment or the furniture you need and place it in service and take the write-off in 2005. You can write off up to $105,000 of equipment purchases, like a new computer or, as I said, office furniture.
You got to take delivery, though, right?
Excuse me?
You got to take delivery.
You have to put it in,
service.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just order it online.
But you don't have to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for it. You can finance some or all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So charge it to your credit card or make other financing arrangements and take that write-off this year. And that's really a great thing. The other thing is, if you had a good year and you want to set up a profit-sharing plan, go to the financial institution of your choice and sign the paperwork. You don't have to put any money in, but you do need to sign the paperwork before the end of the year to be able to make your contributions for 2005.
For a profit-sharing plan.
That
assumes that you're gonna participate with your employees.
If you have employees, you have to cover them as well on the same percentage. If you're putting in, 10% of your compensation, you have to put in 10% for your employees.
Right, right, all right. What else can we do?
Well, if you're a corporation, I strongly suggest that you go, that you have your a meeting, an annual meeting for the year, and get things in writing into your corporate minutes, such as year-end bonuses, compensation for the coming year, any plans that you want to make for the coming year, any kind of benefit plans that you want to adopt.
It's
really important, because I think that small business owners are very casual about their corporations. They think that it's one and the same with themselves, but it's really important to dot your I's and cross your T's here.
Well, it's not going to be a big deal until someone sues you and tries to pierce the corporate veil, and they go back and find out that you haven't kept any records of your corporation that like you should have, and they'll try, some attorney will try to prove that your corporation was really just a sham. It was just a cover, not a real corporation, not a real functioning corporation.
Absolutely, and that can make you personally liable.
Bring your whole estate into play.
But I was talking really more in the tax sense,
right,
that you need to do this for tax purposes in case the IRS questions some of your actions.
They're one of those people who will try to who'll try to pierce your corporate veil. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that there's the, they have lawyers too, Barbara.
Little people there, right?
As you well know. Well, the no, seriously, and the thing about it is, and I've helped companies, and when I was a consultant, I've helped companies with their minutes, get those things organized and on schedule, and it's the easiest thing in the world to do. All you do is sit down and say, okay, What did we do this year that, you know, well, we decided to lease a new building. We decided to hire 3 employees. We decided to upgrade our software equipment. I mean, you can literally put down highlight moments like that of the year. Just write those things down. That demonstrates to people that you had a board meeting and you talked about these things. It's not important that it wasn't acquiring a major corporation, is it, Barb?
No, it's not. And even if you're the only shareholder in the corporation,
yeah,
you should do this.
You can have a lonely little meeting there, can't you?
You can have you can just put it in writing.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm. But it's important that you say things, you talk about things that your business has done. When we come back, we're going to talk about whatever else you can do to make a difference for 2005 taxes. And then we're going to move over and see what you need to be doing so that by this time next year, you're not in a 2-day bind. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're visiting with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2006.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, the author of J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks, 2006. That's the companion book to Small Business Taxes, 2006. She's also the author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business, and she knows all about that. So, as I say, folks, she's a smart lady. And Barbara, we're talking about you're helping us get ready for the year end and telling us about some last minute things we can still do to make an impact on our 2005 taxes.
Yeah, well, one of the things that you can still do, and I know this has been a very challenging year for the generosity of Americans, but there's still time to make more charitable contributions,
mm-hmm,
and claim your write-off this year. And you can charge or make your contributions online. It's even if you don't actually pay your credit card bill this year,
mm-hmm,
you'll be able to take the deduction if you make your charge on a major credit card this year.
All right. What about HSAs? What about health savings accounts? It's not too late to fund those, is it?
No, you actually have, just like an IRA, you have until April, actually this year, I think it's April 17th,
mm-hmm,
to fund an HSA health savings account for 2005.
Five.
If you had a high deductible health plan in 2005.
In place. So what you would want to do, you wouldn't might not necessarily want to fund it, but you might want to go ahead and get it in place. Of course, actually, the truth is, Barbara, having gone through this, the underwriting process, you probably can't, it's probably too late to get an HSA in service now for 2005. You might be able to. I don't think so because of the underwriting process. It takes about a month or two to get those things in process, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes a while, but I advise people who have an interest in health savings accounts to go to HSAinsider.com.
Good for you.
And then you can see what plans are available in your state and who's offering to act as trustees for health savings accounts.
There's another website. What is it? eHealthInsurance.com. Isn't that the one that I think that's the one that Grace Marie Turner, our healthcare expert, talked about? I think it's eHealthInsurance.com. That's another good site. But here's the question, Barbara. That maybe you don't. I don't know if you know the answer to, but it would be a good question to ask today. And that is, if I go ahead and buy the policy and sign it, and
mm-hmm,
give them a check.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't go into service. It actually, you know, the underwriting process takes a month or so, and it comes out in February. Having established the account in December with the check, does that allow me to fund that for 2005?
Well, you know, I don't really know the exact answer.
That'd
but
be a good
the
answer
question
to get there,
would be,
wouldn't it?
The question would be, would it, if they establish that you're covered in 2 months, will they go back and cover your expenses for to you know right. retroactively. So mm-hmm. I would think that it's actually when your coverage is. So
yeah, good point. So that's so what that's you'd have it. To ask. No, that's not going
to
affect
that many
people.
You'd have to determine this, yeah. And I think that the carriers will be able to help you with this.
But the other thing is it's really not even all that important, because the main thing is just if you don't have insurance, folks, or if you're paying high premiums, I really encourage you, Barbara, and I know you agree with me, I really encourage you to look into HSAs.
Right, right.
They're excellent plans. Okay,
absolutely.
Health savings accounts.
You know, they've said that last year, the first year, there were about 4% of small businesses covered by HSAs. Mm-hmm. In 2005, they said 8%, and they believe in 2006 it's going to be 25%.
And I'm not in a business of recommending one company over another necessarily, folks. But check out the Golden Rule. I think they've got a good plan. I know a little bit about that company.
They offer it in about less than half the states. So
yeah.
you have to see if it applies to your state.
Exactly. All right. What else can we do, Barb?
For 2005, you know, it just depends. Look, if you're a cash basis business and you have a pile of bills sitting on your desk, pay them up before the end of the year, get them in the mail, and you'll be able to claim your deductions for those things. So, you know, that's something. Maybe you want to stock up on supplies for the year, you know, go to your...
Could you pay rent early?
You can for 1 month or so.
You can't
not
load it up,
problem.
But you can pay a little bit early.
A little, if you're cash basis, yeah, mm-hmm. that might be helpful.
Right. What about 2006? What do we need to do to get ready for 2006?
Well, 2006 is going to have a lot of new opportunities. A lot of the limits on contributions and such have to retirement plans and write-offs have been adjusted for inflation. So you have a greater opportunity to take bigger deductions, to put it mildly. Mm-hmm. For example, for first year expensing of equipment purchases, the limit is going up to $108,000 in 2006. For profit sharing plans and SEP retirement plans, the limit is going up to $44,000.
From 40.
From 42 yeah. in 2005.
You know, that deduction, by the way, a lot of lawmakers are trying to make that permanent.
There's
it's,
a lot.
It's
you
actually
know,
it's actually going to expire, you know, in a year or so. But they're trying to make it permanent.
They're working on it now.
Yeah.
It's not that it would expire entirely. It would just go back to the very very low limit that used to apply.
All right, 25,000.
Actually, you know, many provisions have expired or will expire on December 31st, and Congress didn't complete their work on the extenders. For example, the Work Opportunity Credit for hiring certain disadvantaged workers expires at the end of the year. I think way more than a dozen provisions that expire.
Mm-hmm. Folks, some of these, especially the ones that are coming up next year, are very important to small business owners. We need to find out. Need to find out which ones are, and make sure you communicate that to the delegations, your congressional delegation. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Barbara Weltman after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. Mr. Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen, serious rocker. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them in here. J.K. Lasher's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2006, and J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2006, the companion books, and then The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting an eBay Business, and on and on. Barbara, we desperately need to know how we can find the long list of your books and all the other things that you offer small business owners.
Well, you can find everything at my website, BarbaraWeltman.com, and I wanted to announce that starting January 1, my newsletter, my monthly subscription newsletter, is online. It's electronic.
Right. Good.
So you can go to the website and see that. And just to tell people that my books, the Small Business Taxes 2006 and the 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks 2006, offer you 2005 tax returns.
Oh, right. So, okay, good. I'm
so
glad you pointed that out.
That's important to know. That's
exactly
what you need to be looking at.
Even though it says 2006, you need it right now.
You need it now.
Exactly. But it'll also help them plan for 2006.
Yes, it does. It absolutely
so,
does.
So see
and
there, folks?
And there's going to be, as the book will instruct, there's going to be an online supplement, a free online supplement.
Good for you.
So if you get the book, any late-breaking news from IRS or anything else will
right.
be posted.
So buy
February.
One book, and it covers 2 years. It doesn't get any better than that. That's almost like the hat trick. And also, you have your tax tips, right, your weekly tax tips?
I have a daily.
Daily.
I have a daily
I'm
tip
behind.
On my website.
I can't keep up, folks. She's got so much going on, I can't keep up. That's BarbaraWeltman.com, right?
Correct.
And by the way, I wanted you to mention another friend. I was remiss in mentioning. We talked about HSA, how to find more information about that. Karen Kerrigan is who, as you know, Barbara, was one of the very first guests on my show way back in '97.
Right.
She has, in addition to all her other things she does, she also has an HSA site, doesn't she?
Yes, HSAinsider.com is a great resource.
Folks, if it sounds like I'm pushing HSAs, you're right. I think it's the key. Barbara, every American, but especially small business owners in the 21st century, we've got to become healthcare consumers, not just healthcare patients.
Absolutely.
And I think HSAs hit us in that direction, don't you?
Yeah, I mean it's not foolproof, and it requires more work on your part. But it's a way to obtain affordable health care.
That's exactly right. And don't forget, Barbara, can you talk to us about how to incorporate our employees into the HSAs?
Sure. There are so many ways to go here. All you have to do is have a high deductible health plan. That doesn't mean that you even have to pay for it. You can just get the plan for the group and the employees pay for their own mm-hmm. coverage. But as long as you provide this coverage, then when it comes to making contributions to HSA, the savings portion of the account, you can make the contribution and deduct it as a business expense for your employees, or they can deduct it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many permutations here, but everybody wins.
Well, there's no question about it. And the thing about it is because it's their own plan, whatever they contribute to it, like their IRAs or like their 401ks, et cetera, they get to take it with them, don't they?
Well, absolutely. So if you make contributions on their behalf, they get to take it with them the next day. I mean, it's theirs immediately. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as vesting
well, you know,
over time.
Barbara, there are a lot of small business owners out there who can afford to pay $200 a month for their employees' health insurance, but they can't afford to pay $900 a month.
Right.
And so what you got to do is you got to sit everybody down and say, hey, guys, we got to rethink this. I want to help you with insurance, but we got to rethink this, and here's the plan. Here's how HSAs work. The good news, the bad news is everything's not covered like you're adopted or something. The good news is that I can contribute to it, you can contribute to it,
and
if you don't, if you don't use it,
problem, it's going to be covered.
And if there's a catastrophe, it's covered. If you don't use it, you get to keep some of the money. And I don't, you know, whatever I put in, you get to keep some of that. It's a great idea. And I tell you, I really am looking forward to it catching on. I think HSAs are going to do more to reform healthcare than anything else, Barbara. What do you think?
The other advantage from the business owner point of view is that you don't have, it's not your administrative problem to monitor withdrawals from
right.
the account. It's
right.
up to the employee to know whether they're taking money out to pay for covered health benefits or not. And it's not your problem.
And that's how they become consumers, not just patients. Barbara, give us the website again, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
Thank you very much. Happy Hanukkah again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
And for all you've done for us over the years, Barbara, we thank you. We'll see you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.